Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Welcome back to the Short Score, everybody. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. Yes, I know there have been a lot of events over the last few weeks with the BFI going on right now and so many pro rodeos, but this week I'm bringing y'all a little something different. Last week over on ropin.com, we released a full youth clinic with Corey Kuntz. There's a full range of videos with amazing tips from dummy roping, how to rope the sled, live steer practice, and a lot of focus on the fundamentals. On today's episode of The Short Score, I'm bringing you the audio from one of those videos focusing on the importance of horsemanship. In this must-watch video, Corey explains how horsemanship defines winning and losing. He spends time talking to the kids about how critical good horsemanship was to the development of his career. Mind you, the man made 22 NFRs. And he explains how his great horses defined success in his career. This leads into a full explainer on attitude and mental game and how gratitude and hard work affect the future of your career as a team roper. I hope you guys take something really good from this episode. And once you get done listening, make sure and head over to ropin.com to watch his series. This episode is brought to you by ropin.com. Ropin.com is the online training resource for team ropers. In addition to thousands of videos and exclusive roping films in your back pocket, members get private access to world champion coaches like Jake Barnes, Clay O'Brien Cooper, 26-time world champion Trevor Brazil, Matt Sherwood, and so many more. Take advantage of step-by-step tutorials, run critiques, a private members-only Facebook group, live video demos, and other benefits.
Once we get this part down to where we can catch what we're throwing at, that's only a real small percentage of what it takes to be really good at roping. Because when we add our horse to the equation, we add in a whole nother list of things that are going to happen, that getting to position, riding to position, having our horse take us to where we got to get to make the catch. That's a whole nother, the horsemanship part of it is huge. So once you get to where, you know, as a little kid, I got to where I could make my rope, I can rope the horns. I can get to where I want to get to, or I could back up. And I'm not showing off. I'm just telling you, you know, stepping back a ways and then letting your loop do the work, you can do all of that stuff and get really good at it. But if you don't ride your horse good and put yourself in a position to catch, to win, then you won't ever get very good at team roping, because the horsemanship part of it is huge. It's actually the part of it that I have worked on the very hardest through my whole career and tried to learn and get better at. As I was making NFRs. I was roping at the highest level possible, but still needing to do more to get better at how I rode and how I would ride to position to give myself the ability to win more. Winning and look, I don't know about you, is winning fun? Yeah, it makes you feel good. Is losing fun? No, losing sucks. But I'll tell you this, if I go a whole year, a whole season, rodeoing as hard as I can rodeo, and I win 60% of the time, I could make the NFR. But what that meant is, and you kids might not know percentages, but if I win half the time and I lose half the time, I was still considered successful. I was still considered like I'm doing really good. But that means not accomplishing what you want to accomplish half the time. And that eats on you. That has to do with your attitude. That has to do with how you see things, how you see yourself competing and doing. So even at your level, whether you're in junior rodeos, high school rodeos, whatever you do, there's gonna be times where you don't accomplish what you want to accomplish. You have to keep a good attitude. You got to still believe in yourself. You still have to get out there, even after the biggest wins. Say you go win the year end or you win the junior high rodeo. That doesn't mean you get full of yourself and then you just take a few days off, or you don't go rope your dummy, or you don't go ride your horse. Sometimes I went to 19 NFRs and I didn't have an arena at my house. But what I did have was a lot of open country, and I went and rode my horses all the time. I thought about how can I make me and my horse understand each other better every day? How can I get him in shape? When I lift here and when I put a foot here, when I put a foot here, or when I'm asking him to go through the bar ditch and around this tree and do these, all these little quirky things, how do I get him to understand when I ask him to do something, this is the result I want? So I did all of those kind of just goofy little things that when I transferred that from that into the arena, leaving the box, going through the corner, timing up, feeling if I wanted my horse to stop, or feel when I was delivering my loop to the legs, I stopped and thought about, what does my horse feel? How does he understand that when I deliver, I want him to get on his butt and stop? You can do it by roping a million steers. You can also do it by teaching him, okay, so I backtrack. When I ride, when I build power in my swing, when I'm athletic in my saddle, I'm pushing down in my stirrups, I'm squeezing with not only with where my spurs are, but I'm squeezing with this part of my leg, or I'm squeezing with the calves, or I'm like when I'm asking him to do things, what am I telling him? Or how do I tell him in a way that builds consistency with when I make my shot, when I'm coming into the corner, when I leave the box, when I do step by step, how am I communicating with my horse what I want out of him? The horsemanship is huge when it comes to success in the arena. You can do it in the arena, you can do it out of the arena, you can do it in a lot of ways so that your communication with your horse turns into all good things that build you into success in the arena. So what I learned was when I deliver my rope, I squeeze with this part of my legs, because I gotta stay balanced. I don't want my legs to fly out behind me and me lean over the saddle horn and me get in a bad position. The way I ask my horse to stop is I set in my saddle, I squeeze with this part of my leg, and I give him this cue that I do when I'm delivering, and I squeeze that gets him on his butt. So then, when I would go and I'm just long trotting and I'm loping and I'm going through a bar ditch, or I'm coming up and I'll go around a tree, or shoot, I had barrels set out there. I worked my heel horses around the barrels like I was teaching them how to barrel race. But the thing about heeling is it's half a turn and stop. It's not a full turn and accelerate. So I just did my little part, but I taught him to where I would each one, and I had several really, really good horses through my career, but I learned how to communicate with each one so that if I'm just loping, warming up, or I'm loping out and I take off running, and then I sit down and squeeze, and then my horse quickens his stride up, and then I turn him around this tree, and then I squeeze him and sit down, and I act like I'm delivering my rope. is he getting the idea that that's what I want when he feels me do that and I come around the corner healing a steer? Does he give me what I want? Am I communicating good with him? The better we know our horses, the better we take care of them, the better we communicate with them, the more we're going to get out of them. And I like to think that I built relationships with all of those really good horses that I had. I didn't just use them as a tool and then get rid of them when they didn't give me what I needed. And some get emotional even talking about it, because my horses mean something. They're what are gonna give you what you need to win. I'm sorry. But we have to realize that we can't just do it on our own. We are in relationship with our, not only with our partner team roping, but with our horse. And if you're a breakaway roper, you don't have a partner. You don't have to depend on a partner, but your partner is your horse. Your relationship with your horse is what's going to determine how much he gives you with how much you're giving him. So that together will help you be successful in the arena. It'll also help you be successful in life. How coachable are you? How teachable are you? How humble are you when it comes to, even though you win, even though you're really good at what you do, do you want to keep getting better, or do you want to get stale and just kind of think, I'm good enough. I win. I can just stay where I'm at. I can promise you, if you have that attitude, you will not be the best. In order to be the best, you have to have a desire inside of you to get better every day, to grow every day, to know your horse better every day, to work with your horse, to do... listen to your parents. Be humble and be teachable. And it doesn't mean that your parents always know the right things technically to make you better. But I would say if you're here today, your parents care how good you get at this because they brought you. I don't think any of you are old enough to drive, or there's maybe a couple of you, but they brought you. They want you to get better. They have your best interest in mind. So have that in mind when you think about arguing with your parents or not doing what they say or not getting your schoolwork done. I had something when I was growing up. I had to get home from school. I get off the bus. I went in and I did. I don't know why my eyes are leaking today, but they are. I had to get my schoolwork done first. Then I got on my bicycle. I rode down to the feedlot where my dad managed the feedlot. I got my horses, even some of the ones that I maybe wasn't supposed to be riding, but I saddled them all up and I just took them to the arena. And then whether anybody showed up to team rope with me or not, I just roped. I just get the steers or the calves and I just kick them out into the arena and I just chased them around and I roped them. I might heel them, I might head them. I knew the ones that I could get my rope off real easy. I had extra ropes in case I lost one of my ropes and it was on one of the steers I couldn't get it off of. But I just wanted to rope. That's all I wanted to do. So if you're in that, you know, in that place, know that the more time you spend doing something, the more you love it, the more you work at it, the better you'll be. And always be willing to listen to somebody that wants to help you. And then there's some times where you don't maybe need to listen to everything. You've got to process the information. You got to know if it's helping you or hurting you. And then you continue to move forward. And that's how we are in life. There's always going to be influences around us. Who you surround yourself with, who you put in your life, who you trust, needs to be people that are pouring good things into you. If you see something going on that you know is not right, don't associate with it. Don't put those people in your life. Don't allow them to influence you. Keep good people in your life. That's what I didn't necessarily have a conscious effort at doing that, but when I look back at the way I grew up and the way I did things, man, there's a lot of good people around me, and I was associating with good people, and they poured good things into my life. And that's what got me to where I am today, to have the ability to come speak to people like kids like you, to try to influence you, to try to pour good into your life. Because you can be as good as you want to be. You can elevate your roping and your life into whatever you decide you want it to be with the amount of effort you put into it. So just remember that. You're important. I was just a kid from a little bitty town, Amherst, Texas, that I just loved roping and thought I was cool. That was about it. And it turned into, a really successful career in roping. I won all the big ropings. I made it to 22 NFRs. And ultimately, it's gotten to where I'm at now, where I get to go teach. I get to go speak to kids and people about what my career and what my roping has done in my life. So that's really cool, and I'm happy with that. I'm going to try to quit being a ball bag and allowing my emotion to get me, but it means something, and that's important. When you care about something, then your emotions get involved. So with all the things we've talked about, the part of it that's, you can work on the physical part daily, all the time, and you can get way better at it. But the next thing that I want to tell you is what goes on in your head. The mental part of it is one of the main things that will get you over the top as far as confidence and as far as winning and being able to do what you love to do in circumstances that are pretty stressful. When you back in the box and you just have to catch the steer to win whatever event you're in, that's when you need to trust yourself. That's when you need to know that the work you've put in and you're doing what you love to do, it's just roping. It's just a cow. It's just you and your partner going and doing what you love to do and what you've put your work in on. And when you do that, no matter what the outcome is, I've been successful and I've won big events. I've also missed the last steer and didn't win. But I knew when I come out the other side, or when the day was over, I was still doing what I love to do. So I take my hit on the chin if I lost, and I went right back and I worked at it the next day. I celebrated the win, and I went right back and I started working on it again the next day. That's what you have to understand is, mentally, you have to be strong. You have to believe in yourself. You've got to have confidence that you've done what you need to do, and you're going to continue to do it, and you're going to do what it takes to come out on top, to be a winner. Being a champion sometimes doesn't mean winning the championship, being a champion and living a champion's life means believing in yourself and doing what you need to do to know that you've put it all out there and there's nothing else you can do. You have no doubt that creeps in. You just continue to work hard. That will get you over the top.